Thank you. Let's go ahead and join our hearts together in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you that we do have the opportunity to meet in person for a few of us and others virtually. Lord, help us to look for other ways to encourage one another in the faith, to show our love for each other. We're supposed to keep our distance, and we're not used to doing that. But Lord, help us to not keep our distance emotionally and spiritually from one another, and especially from you. May we continue to seek your face in our times of hopefully family worship, our times of individual devotions, and so forth. Help us to encourage one another through phone calls and emails and messages and other means. Help us, Lord, to look to those who may be especially lonely during this time of isolation, social isolation. May they not be isolated from their brothers and sisters in Christ. May we do all we can to reach out to them and to encourage them. We pray, Father, for you to continue to bless the work of your church around the globe, especially those churches that have been affected by this pandemic. We ask, Lord, that their zeal for Christ would not be slackened, but instead would be increased. That our hearts would only grow fonder as we are absent from the public worship of God. That we would desire to be with our brothers and sisters before the throne of grace. We know it's not tied to a particular place, but it is, in a sense, not tied to the gathering of the saints. We know that where two or three are gathered, you are there in their midst. But nonetheless, you are pleased to bless the gathering, the public gathering for worship of your people. And Lord, we pray that you would bless those small groups that are able to gather, that you would bless us when we are able to gather in our homes. We pray, Father, that you would strengthen us with zeal for outreach as well, that we would see how we might be able to minister to those who are lost now that many of their distractions have been taken away, whether by entertainment or not being able to work as much or that sort of thing. We pray, Father, that we would also minister to whatever material needs there may be, especially in the household of God, but also to unbelievers that are around us. Give us discernment and wisdom as to how we may best help others. We pray, Father, for our missionaries. We pray that you grant them the regular support that they need, the financial support, but also give them special wisdom for ministry during this time. Some of them have chosen to stay in those countries, even where there's a pandemic, so that they might minister to the folks. They might show them their commitment to the gospel of Christ and their commitment to the people, that they would hear it. Give them special wisdom as they minister. We pray for missionaries who've had things upended a little bit. We think of Keith and Elizabeth Franklin, who are not able to go on one of the trips they were planning because of this. We think of Michael and Trisha Lee, who are unable to go back to Panama as Panama closed its borders, I think on Monday. I just ask, Father, that you would sustain them over the next couple weeks and give them wisdom. Lord, indeed, we pray for national revival to come from this crisis, that, Lord, people's hearts would be turned to you by your Spirit. Give your people extra boldness and courage and even peace in the midst of a potentially anxiety-producing situation, that we might show them that our peace is not of ourselves, it's not of our own strength. It comes from above. It comes from the God of peace. We pray, Father, for your peace also to be with those families that are grieving the loss of loved ones. We think of the families of Buddy Pearson, Betty Rose Fleming, Chris Lemons, particularly painful over these last week or so. We ask, Father, that you would bless them with courage to continue going, to continue pressing forward despite their grief. For other families as well, the families of Philip Seeley, Evelyn Bridges, Eddie Gregory, Phil Stevenson, and many others, would you grant them that peace that passes understanding? May it indeed guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We lift up other, there are many different health concerns we're aware of, including Bobby Fleming Jr., Don Wood with his shoulder recovery, Scott Glenn's co-worker, Virginia Strickland with her back and her lungs, Peggy Cabanis, who had a fever last week. I think of the Bickish's son with cancer. I think of the Gwynn's ongoing health needs. Pray for your mercy there and sustaining power for each of them. We think of Carol Gerber's and the health concerns she has. We pray, Father, that you would minister to all these. And I know there are many others, both with chronic health needs and perhaps particularly acute ones right now. We just pray, Father, that you would minister to them and strengthen and encourage them. Lord, for those who are shut in, who are isolated, as we prayed earlier, Lord, that you would comfort them, that you would give them peace, help them to find fellowship, help them to spend more time in prayer, maybe help them to find a good and God-glorifying uses of their extra time that they have. We also lift up Jess Doster and her pregnancy. We pray that you would help things to continue to go along smoothly there. Protect her, Lord, from the virus. Please protect all of our extra vulnerable people from this virus. We ask, Lord, for your mercy in that regard. For those who may get it, we pray that you protect them from complications. We also ask you to bless our healthcare workers, give them strength and encouragement, give them endurance. Some of them may be called upon to work longer shifts than usual. We ask, Lord, that you would provide for each of them. We think of Matt and Heidi and their situation with Arabella. We pray for your blessing there. We lift up Dylan Watts for his job search and others maybe with job concerns. Maybe they're not getting as many hours as they need, or maybe they won't get as many in the coming weeks. We pray that you would provide for them and give them strength and faith in you to continue to provide their daily bread. We lift up those with spiritual needs as well, Lord, those who have turned away from the faith, those who either maybe never professed faith in Christ to begin with, but those who did and have fallen away, we lift them up to you and pray for you to bring them to repentance. We pray also, Lord, that you would press the gospel home on people's consciences during this season, that they would realize that there is a God in heaven to whom they will give an account one day, and with whom they have to do and actually have to rely on, whether they realize it or not, every day of their lives. Lord, would you help them to see that they might worship you and have everlasting joy with you when this life is over. We do pray, Father, that you would continue to bless us during our time of worship. Bless us, Lord, as we read your word, as we hear it preached and explained. We pray, Father, that you would bless each of us in the hearing of the word. Bless me with words to say that would edify your people. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.